Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 28th of January, pod number 726. Moving on. Got 3 out of 5 right in the Premier League, didn't we? But Tuchel, as always, won his first game. Failed miserably. With the draw against Wolves. We got the Burnley win. I told you Burnley would stuff Villa. Hammered them. Told you that would happen. Brighton, drab draw. Everton, Leicester, always going to be a draw by what I hear. Leicester, a bit unlucky by all accounts. Don't know whether that's true or not. Again, didn't see it. And then I got this one all wrong. And I, what is going on, eh? Ollie out. I don't know. Did they play well, Sheffield United? But Sheffield United beating United. I bet they were excited there. And that's exactly why they won't win the league, United fans. That is exactly why. Because you've got that in you. The same as Spurs have got it in them. And yeah, so well done. I quite like the Blades. I've got a little soft spot for the Blades, I'll be fair. So nice to see them get that win. I don't think it'll be enough, but it'd be lovely. I mean, it'd be amazing if they did get out of it. Absolutely unreal. And certainly gained some confidence from going there and winning. So yeah, good stuff. United bottled it. Chance to go top again. Bottled it. Now City have taken over. Bottle's gone. Ollie out. He's not the man, I'm telling you. I know you're all that, but he's not the man. Mark my words, right about Lampard, I'm right about him. It can be irritating, can't I? And then who else is there? And then Liverpool are beating us tonight. I haven't had a chance to speak to Suggsy and get his, but he's probably still sitting on his 33.3% each outcome. Not a chance Spurs win tonight. You watch Liverpool will show up tonight. What else have I got for you? Beer shot rubbish last night, wasn't it? 0-0. Have I got any Fußball? I think I have. Give me a second. Let's just click that. Quick one today. I'm a bit busy today. Got a lot on, a lot of Zooms. A lot of Zoomages today. Right, we have got a first half goal at 7:30 in the Swiss game. It's Sion versus Basel if it goes ahead. A few Swiss games have been cancelled and postponed, but when my process ran, that game was on Betfair. Sion Basel, first half goal late on. And are there any late goal games? Any late goal games there? No, there aren't. That's it. That's all we've got. Only 9 or 10 fixtures on the sheets today. So just a first half goal at Sion Basel. I genuinely think that's it. Obviously got Friday football. I'll get into that preview tomorrow. I do expect genuinely, Spurs won't win, that's what I say. I haven't even looked at the prices this morning because I'm not involved in that game. But let's just see, what are they? Let's give you it. 3 out of 5. See, you'd have made a bit of profit last night. 3 out of 5. Them draws would have been nicely priced. Yeah, Tottenham 3-4. Yeah, Liverpool 5-4. That's probably about right, the market there. So you could lay Tottenham at 3.5 or get the draw on side, or back Liverpool, who I know people have said they've been coughing and spluttering, but Tottenham haven't been pulling any trees up, and I will be very surprised if I see anything other than... it'll be a hard-fought game. It'll be like the game at Anfield. It'll be a bit scrappy, but I would, if I had to pick a score, I'd go 2-1 Liverpool win that tonight. That's it. I've been running some new heat maps, so I'll start giving you some profitable angles. So, for example, laying under 0.5 first half goals in France League One. If the price is under 3, under 0.5 in French League 1 over 2020 and 2021 is going nicely, particularly between sort of 2.7 and 3, where obviously the majority of the games are, has been very nice. 50-odd bets for 30 points profit. French League 1, so if you've got it between 2.7 and 3, the under 0.5 lay first half goal. Nice little bit of profit there, so fairly low risk. But I'll start introducing some more of these from next week. I've been running them just different time spans. Obviously, I run them on the whole database, but then I run some, you know, obviously 2017 may not be relevant now, so I run some closer ones, and I've just been doing those over the last couple of days. I'll have them all finished ready for next week, so I'll get back to some new stats of the day for you that you can chip away at for the rest of the season through till May, and then we do it all again in the summer. Right, have a lovely Thursday. Golf started. I think one of the guys that Golf Guru's put up has started okay. Let's hope we get another 50-1 winner. But I'll be back with you all tomorrow after I've done Friday's football.